Blog Talk Radio.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable. Are you too scared to move and walk out of this tomb? Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave. Come on and rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new.
Rise up, rise up, rise up. flowers and birds and oceans and mountains. Truly, God is an awesome wonder.
You are an awesome wonder.
Oh, Elohim.
Elohim
is the Almighty.
Almighty.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is 7:30, and to be a good steward over the time, we want to get started as soon as possible. We thank you for joining us this evening. We want to be mindful of your time. We are embarking on a new year, and it is going to be like no other year. We say it, and then we will see it, because God is definitely structuring this according to the prophetic word that is given. So we have Prophet on the line. If he would open us up in prayer and then share the 2021 ordination prophetic word with scripture.
Amen. Good Prophet. Evening. Hello. Good evening. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, all right.
Yes.
Good evening. We're excited, as always, to be here and be a part of what God is doing. Let's go together in prayer. Father, we thank you for another year. We thank you for this year of prophetic possibilities. We thank you for this committee and those that you have chosen to be a part of your divine plan and purpose. Father, we pray that you would give us the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the Lord, so that we may know how to move forth in this year with those that you are calling, those who have been chosen for this process. We thank you for releasing your grace upon us so that we may move forth in the plan and the promises that you have for us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. The 2021 AN Prophetic Declaration. The class of 2021 is entering into a year of the new today. God has declared you as visionary leaders. There's a mandate on you to dream and execute God's plan in this season. God has given you an unusual anointing to take risks and tread on prophetic waters. God has declared you as the class of prophetic possibilities. He has given you a global voice to declare freedom, faith, and fresh fire. God has given you authority to rename and establish God's original plan and purpose in the earth. You are called to the mountain of the Lord to pursue with passion and purpose. God has released Psalm 63:8 over you, over this class. With passion I pursue and cling to you, because I feel your grip on my life. I keep my soul close to your heart. God has decreed a prophetic grip on you to seek, ask, and knock. God has called you mountain movers and given you high speed to walk in high places. A prophetic grace is on you to do amazing things in this season. Read the 3 Habakkuk 1:5 over the class of 2021. Look at the other nations. Watch them, and you will be amazed. I will do something in your lifetime that would amaze you. You will not believe it, even if you were told about it, in Jesus' name. Our scriptures are Habakkuk 1:5 from the Easy Read Version, and it says, look at the nation, watch them, and you will be amazed. I will do something in your lifetime that would amaze you. You will not believe it, even if you were told about it. And Psalm 63:8, with passion I pursue and cling to you, because I feel your grip on my life. I keep my soul close to your heart. And then Matthew 6:33, out of the Easy Read Version, it said, what you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what he wants you to do. Then he will give you all these other things you need.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Prophet. We thank you for hearing the voice of God and releasing it over this class. And as you release it, the first release of it, you release it to those that have been charged to navigate these new candidates through their season of preparation. And we have to keep in mind every item and every element in that prophetic word, so whatever we do, plan, think, or present is in line and in harmony with what God has spoken over this class. So at this point, I am going to read to you the list of candidates. It is, as we are at Labors for Christ, it's fluid. But this is what it is at 7:35 on February 9th. We have, and I'm reading these alphabetical order, not in order of offices. But we have Deacon Cedric Adams, Sister Arnett Alexander, Sister Jessica Finney, Evangelist Nita Holman, Minister Jantez Harrington, Chaplain Olivia Harwell, Elder-elect Lynette Harris, Lady Jen Hooks, Pastor-elect Tandika Isaac, Deacon-in-Training Jamel Michaels, Pastor Diane Rogers, Evangelist Katie Pittman, Minister Katie Pittman, and Evangelist Katie Smith. Thank you. Prophetic Elder Carter Thomas, Prophetic Elder Yvonne Trim, just in continuing her process, and Elder April Young. That's not all. And then the other names is Elder Sharita on the phone.
I'm here.
Okay. One more, then it's Bethel, Pastor Bethel Williams. And can you read the names from India for us? Because I can't pronounce them.
Okay, I'll give it my best shot.
Okay.
Mr. Paluga Joseph, Mr. S. Ratnam, Mr. R. Srinivas, Mr. R. Benoit, Mr. Chapiti Stephen Robert Timothy, Mr. Sathi Babu, and then Mr. Vera Babu. Those
Amen.
Are the representatives from India.
Good
Amen.
Job. That sounded accurate to me.
Thank you.
What did you say? Apostle, say again.
I said that sounded accurate to me.
Me too. That sounds really good. Thank you. Our apostolic elder. And so that is the daunting list that we have of candidates. They're going in a variety of unique and some trailblazing offices and positions they're being placed in, appointed in, ordained, licensed in, and appointed to. So we have quite a variety of candidates. And as it were, because of this, this preparation for them has to be customized to meet their needs. We are naturally going to start with what we normally start with on the information sheet that we pass out, and it's being reformatted, so we didn't send it out to you because we were waiting for a very important part, and we have it now, and so we'll be able to release it to you, so you will have it on Thursday when we meet with all of the candidates, all of the committee members on Zoom, via Zoom, and that information has been sent to you. Our desire is that the format of our gatherings, our weekly gatherings, well, I know we want at least one every month to be virtual on Zoom. And its format is going to be developed by the committee member as we address the specific needs of the person. It is my thought that what we will do, and I am open for suggestions, input, inspirations, revelation, and whatever has been laid on your heart as it relates to this class, because I understand this is a prophetic class. And so as a result, the Lord has instructions that he is communicating to us. So please don't hold back. Please share it. If you don't want to share it online, I know we only have a little while, but then text me because we have to incorporate everything that God is releasing for this class. And so we want to look at the whole format of presentations of the things that we give. We're going to have to look at, in a very unique way, their accountability partners. And we're going to probably institute a, it's not so accountability partner, it may be accountability a college that will be, they will have to be trained under in along with the regular. And so we have some individuals that are either completing or they are starting a progressional journey. And so their progress, it must be monitored. So we're going to have people in place to monitor that process. Those that are in the process of doing their 1,000 questions, we have to stay on top of that. So these are all opportunities for ministry for committee members. So just jump in and put your name on anything you want to put your name on, okay? So I'll ask, because I don't want to get too far, any suggestions, inputs, revelations that you have? Okay. We want to be open to the various heads of the colleges in the AEN, over like the College of Pastors and Elders, pastoral care, the different areas of ministry in the main organization, and include them in the schedule for presentations to the individual candidates in our meeting, so that they can get exposed to the whole structure and framework of the AEN. They will become familiar with it. And then we are requesting that all of our candidates from last year be available for this process and for this class for this year. Some of them have the anointing and the office where they can also lead some of the discussions. These Zoom rooms and the breaking them up in rooms and letting them go in rooms based on the office that they're being elevated to can give them an opportunity to view whatever our main topic is from the perspective of that office. And so it would be probably more helpful for them to see one of the elements of accountability as it relates to a pastoral counselor, or as it relates to an elder, or as it relates to a deacon or a pastor. And so it's going to be that kind of customized presentation of the information that we generally distribute during their preparatory time. We also, Elder Arlette and Prophet are going to establish the consecration that will start in July, and we want to make sure we lead into that. So we need to know what it is so they'll be prepared to get in it. They won't just jump into it cold turkey. And there are other areas of study as it relates to the vision and mission, you know, and as it relates to the garment, as it relates to the definition and presentation of the offices. We want all of that to be electronically updated, if you will, you know, in the way we present it. We have the wonderful setting of information that Apostle Hooks sent us last year, very professional and very clear they're very elegant. And so we want to make sure everything we present comes in excellence. And so we want to, if there's anything you do for the ordination, we want you to update the way your paperwork looks, update the way your presentation is done, include innovative and creative ways of communicating it to this class. This class ain't no joke. And so we can't just, you know, figure out, well, here, we'll just tell them that and send them an outline. No, we need to be able to be 21st century teachers and preparers for this generation that's coming forth, leading from the future, from within. So within has to have it in order to prepare people to lead from the future. And so we're really asking that our committee members make sure that you have availed yourself to some of the teachings. We have a lot of teachings going on. Make sure that you are a part of at least two, almost mandatory, so that you can stay present and current in what's being released in the organization. And so you have Prophet Michael and Apostle and Metropolitan on this, in CCTI, Bishop Harrington. So you have these leaders of these AEN, what do you call them, Apostle? These ministry areas, you know, their presidiums or, oh, I don't know what they call them. But anyway, so, you know, we want to be able to include them and including them in a way that their structure and the structure of the organization becomes clear. It's like, oh, I see what that is. I see how that's connected to that. And then I see who's there, you know, in case it's somewhere that you want to go. Now you know who's in charge, who to go to get this information. Okay? So questions, comments, insights? We got 15 minutes. Apostle said we don't have to rush, but I do want to honor the meeting that's coming. And if it's something that you need to impart there, you know, we can release, or we could just ask, you know, Metropolitan, you can give us your input, and Apostle, you give out your input, and if you have to leave, we will have had it. And Prophet.
This is Apostle Hooks. I don't have any input as of now, but
okay.
Whenever you want to talk about, if you still want me to do the garment training, whenever you really want to talk about setting that up, we can do that.
Okay. Got you down for garment training. Oh, good. Me too. Okay. Is Pastor Yvette on the line? Okay, Apostle Hooks, I would like to, you know, you can coordinate with Pastor Yvette, but your teaching that you gave on mission and hello,
I'm here.
Is that Pastor Yvette? Okay. So that teaching on mission and vision, okay, and that book, and we want to make sure, because that's an area that people kind of get confused when they're writing. And right off the bat, that's one of the first things we want to do, because we're going to ask them for their mission and vision. So we want them to be focused on what it is they should be looking for, what it is this process is going to bring a support into their ministry for. They got to know what it is. And so if you guys, at least by the end of this month, you know, come up with something to present to them. We will be meeting weekly. Now it's up to you guys if you want to meet weekly on Blog Talk. Obviously I'm more familiar with that, but I am not unfamiliar with Zoom, and I'm just not sure of how we can. Okay, we can have a reoccurring meeting. I'm told we will have the exact same link every week, and I need it to have easy access to those that want to go back and listen. You know, I know the time difference is very crucial this year. We got them all over. And so what is, you know, maybe too early for one, if they could, they have the easeability of going back and listening to it or looking at it. I'm not sure how the Zoom presents itself in archive. Anybody know?
I think it has to be shared via link.
Okay. And does it share, like, the people sitting up there and everything they're saying, or just the audio? Or does it share audio and visual? Audio and...
It does video that I know of, but I don't know how it's recorded. So I don't know if it just shows the person speaking or if it shows how everybody may see it. But I know it can, you can do the video and audio.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it shows long you record it. When we record it, it's going to show exactly how it is. So any mistakes, any talking afterwards, is going to show the exact same thing. And Sharita, what she did for CCTI was she just emailed that link right after it was over to the individuals in the class, and they were able to go back and then watch it.
Okay. Elder Sharita, can we look to you to do that for each one of the Zoom meetings? And then the committee can decide, do you want it all on Zoom? You want some on Zoom and some on Blog Talk? A consensus. Everybody that say Zoom, text me Zoom or text me Blog Talk, okay? And then we'll pick the one that everybody agrees on. Is that okay, or do you want to just make the decision right now? We will do, boom. Once there's Zoom.
I believe it's Zoom.
Zoom. Okay, that's a lot of people on the line. What do you guys say?
I vote Zoom.
Your phone. Zoom, okay. We got four Zooms. We got 10 committee members. Four, okay, five, Zoom.
Overseer, would this be all of the meetings on Zoom, or would this be like a hybrid?
No, this will be all of the meetings on Zoom.
Well, it don't matter. Okay, Zoom, whatever. I'll go with the group.
Okay, okay, whatever. Okay, well, it seems like everybody else is kind of quiet. We're going to have to go in a minute. So we're going to go with Zoom. So that's something else that we will update the paperwork, and we'll put Zoom there. We will put our Zoom contact in our information sheet that we're going to share on Thursday. We're going to send out their application and the information sheet to them so that they can get their process started. We're going to request that they send their gift assessment and their personality. Now, we know that there's many personality and gift assessment requirements going on all around the ministry. And so I don't know if we should duplicate them, have them do it again, or try to accumulate the ones that have done it and the ones that don't. We request that they do it. Apostle is saying yes.
The ones that have already taken it, you already have it.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. So what we will do, Elder Sharita, when we send the paperwork out, and I'll send you the updated forms when this meeting is over, what we will do is tell them to take the gift assessment and the personality if they have not taken it this year, 2021. If they have not, they ought to take it. If they have, then they're released from taking it. They don't have to do it, and we'll just have to come up with it. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Yes for some, no for others. Okay. All right. Zoom 100%, and we will update the spreadsheet for that. Anybody else? Prophet, were you going to share a new? We have some new category type things coming up. Did you want to share?
Sure. Part of what we're doing is developing the School of Prophetic Builders, and the first, I don't know what to call it, but the first establishment out of that School of Prophetic Builders are what we are calling these elders. And so there are some individuals who are being consecrating as they are emerging into their gift under this prophetic eldership. And it's still in its Genesis stages, and we are waiting for, you know, God to continue to reveal how that looks. Okay, so we're really excited about that, and that comes about after a meeting that we had at Laborers on Sunday, and there were a group of people, which is why our list became a little longer, because there were individuals that expressed their anointing, their ability, their understanding of the prophetic and being a part of that ministry. So we want to make sure that they are receiving the proper preparation or explanation or exposure. And because they are elders, then Apostle Hooks, that they fall under your college. And so they will be dual college, you know, like getting a dual degree. They'll, you know, they'll get it under the ambassadorial prophet, and they will get it under the apostle. And so there are many things that may go on that, say, for instance, their conferences or whatever, or trainings, or apostle, you do your thing on Saturday. It may be able to substitute some of the normal things we usually give them to study and do. We will replace it with those specialized training and training sessions. So we're going to have to come up. Okay, we're going to have to come up with a list so that we can give it to you guys of everybody that's being ordained and the office that they're going to be placed in, and then you will have them on your list to say, for instance, you apostle, when you send out paperwork or the word or teaching or whatever with your college, you'll have it there. And then prophet will also have the list of those that are being ordained that need to be a part of his school. So when you have a conference or whatever may be mandatory for you, for your elders and pastors, you know, then that will be a part of what their requirement is for ordination. So you tell us what you have, your schedule of events, and these people should be a part of it. We'll make sure that they are aware of it, and we will make sure we monitor that they've met those requirements, whether it's in the School of Prophecy or elders and pastors or deacons and ministers. For Harrington, the different areas that even if you decide pastoral care because of pastoral counseling, and that's something that you want to be a part of, you can have clinical hours or whatever that would go toward meeting your requirements for ordination, licensing, and elevation. Insights, information, insights, inspiration, revelation, sharing. You kidding me? Okay, so when we come forth on, yes.
This is Ella Deborah. I was just wondering, do you see it being so specific that even in the Zoom meetings, just say if there are breakout rooms, that the same topical information would be taught to the various offices separately? Or do you see more of a group learning? Does that make sense? Do you understand where I'm going with that?
Yeah,
if somebody is being elevated as a prophetic, whatever the next piece of that is, but the prefix is prophetic, or someone is doing something and it's pastoral, that they're gifted to being elevated as a pastor or as an evangelist, do you envision those people being elevated to a particular and specific office, being put in separate breakout rooms when we meet on our weekly calls? Or I'm just wondering how exclusive the learning or the teaching or the breakouts are.
Okay, that's a wonderful question. We, first of all, and I didn't mention that either, but once a month, because it was just going to be one Zoom call a month, that Zoom call was going to be 90 minutes so that we could accommodate that kind of breakout. Now, say, for instance, we're talking about accountability partner and the area of love and accountability partner. And in the past, they had to look at the scriptures and share their insight as the importance of that element in accountability. Now, they will look at it, and they will look at that area exclusively as whatever they're being ordained as. So as a pastor, there's an exclusive look that you need to look at it, that element of in accountability, and you want to look at it from that framework or from that perspective, that angle. So wherever you are, maybe you're a marketplace. So you need to see what does that element of accountability and love, the marketplace, what does that look like? And so, yes, as you are connected with individuals that are working in or laboring in those ministries, then the presentation of your the presentation of your training will be customized for you. And I had a thought and I just lost it. But in those rooms, there will have to be, whether it's AEN leader, a committee leader. Each room should have an executive visitor or person that's going to be in the room to make sure that they are navigating and facilitating the people to stay on task and to get the specific thing they need to for the office that they're going into. I hope that answered your question.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Good question. And so we're going to have people. We're going to have to canvas the AEN for these people. And I would like to ask the leaders, say, for instance, I keep making reference to Apostle Hooks, Metropolitan, Bishop Harrington, Prophet Mike, the areas that they're over, Apostle KP, send us the people that you are mentoring or managing or whatever, and send us one that you know can do that. So you may have a better idea of where they are and how well they can to facilitate a class or room in a class. Depend on you guys to do that, to kind of provide the staffing for different things. So it is 8:04, and I realize that a lot of our leaders have to go and should go to the general meeting for the AEN. So if one of our leaders can give us the closing prayer and breathe a word of power and the spirit of counsel to be released in this committee so that we know what it is heaven will have us do. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know who else is left on the line. Apostle Hooks, Archbishop.
Oh, yeah, I was about to pray. I'll pray.
Amen.
So our honorable and heavenly Father, most gracious and majestic King, we do bless you. We thank you. We count it a privilege and an honor again, Lord God, to be servants to the destinies, Father, of these men and women that you have called to ministry. We pray, O Holy Father, that your hand, your indelible mark is placed upon them, that they receive more from you than they do from us. But that which they receive from us, Heavenly Father, may it cause and command and create fruit in their lives. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would bring order to their lives, God, even in the midst of warfare and chaos, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to be victorious in the battles that they fight leading up to this consecration and the ceremony, God, and even beyond. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, they will embrace, Lord God, the very call of God that is upon their lives. And without fear, trepidation, or regret and repentance, God, may they carry forth that which you have called them to do. We pray, oh Holy Father, that you breathe on this process in the name of Jesus as we bind confusion, Father, and rebuke discord and disunity, God, as we come against, Heavenly Father, any and everything that would attack this process, God, and attack us as processors and instruments, Lord God, for this ordination process, God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless the prophet, continue to bless the overseer, God, and all those, Heavenly Father, that receive and trickle down impartation, God, downloads in the name of Jesus and wisdom and love. And we just give you honor and glory, Lord God. May you continually be in the midst of this process in the lives of those, Heavenly Father, that would submit to it. And we give you honor, we give you glory and power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. So
amen.
You don't have to go right away to the other meeting and you would like to further discuss some things that we put on the table or get more information, you feel free to stay online. Amen.
Overseer.
Yes.
You said that you sent the link that is supposed to go to everyone for the meeting on Thursday, because I didn't see it.
No, I'm going to send it now, because I was making sure.
Oh.
I didn't know how we were going to send it, you know, until we had this meeting. So I have it. I will send it to you, and you can let them know this is the link they need for everything. I wasn't sure if we were going between the Zoom and Blog Talk. I didn't want to confuse people because there's so many links out there. But this is the ordination link for all ordination gatherings, electronic. So I will send that to you. And according to the way it was set up, we should be able to use that every time. That's all the number we need.
Okay.
So I will send that to you. I will also send you the new list of candidates. I will send you the new format for the information sheet. And then on it will indicate, you'll just change the wording as it relates to those that did the gift assessment and the personality. You know, we'll change that. You don't have to do it. And I think that's pretty much all. Yeah.
Okay, now am I sending them any of the paperwork now as well, or am I just sending them the information sheet and the link?
Yes, you will send them the application and the information sheet. Let me look at what should go out first, because we're really behind, and so...
Okay.
Let me see what the first set of things are. Come on.
Okay. The application, the personality, the gift assessment, and the statement of faith.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, I'll give you some due dates. And we just want to put, as it relates to the personality and gift assessment, if they've done it in the year 2021, they don't have to do it again. And then the other thing is the ordination application fees.
Okay.
So, because we have a bunch of people doing some weird stuff. So some are just getting, they're getting ordained. They were licensed last year. Now they're going to get ordained. And I believe that is $100. Am I right? Or no?
Yes.
Okay.
No?
Let me look at the manual, because they sent the manual out last week at some meeting. And let's see what it says. Because if they're licensed and ordained, it's $150, right?
Right.
Or no? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
So I believe those that are being ordained pay the more money. Those that are being licensed. I may have that backwards.
No, that's correct. I'm still in the line. This is all the difference. It's $50 for the license, $100 for the ordination.
Okay, so the way we have it is correct. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now they may say, well, I'm already licensed and ordained. Then that means, no, that's not what that means. We're going to have to get clarity, because some of them are already licensed and ordained. And what they're getting, it's not that they're being consecrated either, because consecrated means you got to give $500. I'm sure they're not going to want that. And so as a result, because we have so many doing so many different things, I think we'll just go with the higher of the 100. So if you're being a prophetic anything, it's $100.
So like elevated or commissioned?
Right. Yes. Yes, ma'am. That's why I was trying to look up the what it said in the manual. Okay, so do we take it off of the paperwork we give them? Ooh. They just do the $100. So what amount would they be told to pay? $150 is doing them both together, licensed and ordained. Say, for instance, Nita. She got licensed last year. She paid $50. So this year she should pay $100 to get what she's going to get. Okay, so somebody like Pittman, he's a minister, she probably was licensed and ordained. I don't know what his people are doing. So we'll say she was being ordained, and we'll just say, is it just to? Uh-huh. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, God. Okay. So, Elder Sharita,
yeah.
The answer to your question is, we're going to leave it like it is on the information sheet, and we'll bring clarity to it on Thursday. Because what's on the information sheet is generally accepted for everybody, unless you are. And then when we give that unless you are, Apostle will be on the line, and she will tell them what their fee will be out of that.
Okay.
Okay. So yes, that's all you have to do. Well, not that that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we need. Okay.
Okay, so they're just getting phase one sent to them right now. I said they're just getting phase one. Okay.
Yes. Let me send it to you, too, so you can look at it and then, you know, if something isn't in the area it should be, it's shifted, or because we was doing a lot of stuff with this file there.
Okay.
Yes, when you look at it, just let me know. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. And it's coming to you now.
Okay.
Elder, and I will send you. Is she talking to me?
Yes.
I will send you the list of candidates, and I pray you have
okay.
all the email for the additional ones, because the additional ones I do not have email addresses for. Okay.
Okay.
So do you need to know what they're doing at this other meeting?
No.
Okay. What's wrong with this thing? Okay, I'm going
to
find
you. Do I need to know what they're doing at the other meeting?
You probably
You might.
Tell the street that you might.
Uh-oh,
yes,
I might. Y'all
it's
know.
A, yes, it's an AEN. It's an AEN general body. Elder Deborah, so yeah, you probably
well,
do.
Well,
yeah,
I will
yeah.
say, obviously, you know, you sent me the two different drafts of the information, and I did. I don't have it right in front of me as we speak, but I know on the
mm-hmm.
one that was the shorter of the two that there were a couple pages that had a blend of old information, only because I had seen
mm-hmm.
the information before and names and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's great that you're only sending phase one, because I think the phase one was pretty good. But when it was getting back into some of those later phases, some of the information in the document seemed like it had been a cut and paste, and I think there might have been some names here and there that hadn't been taken out or, you know, some things that were
okay.
You
well,
could tell,
Elder
Sharita, you know, there weren't 2021.
Yeah, but we're gonna have to look at it, because that's the one I'm sending her. It's the final draft. I know a lot of people worked on it, and I thought I went through it to make sure everything was the way it should be. But if you can, you know,
because I did
let me know.
It's just in another room. I did mark it up, so wherever it is, it is already. If you're looking at it, which one did I write on? Okay, this would be the one that you sent. This is the one without the page numbers. We'll go there that way. So I don't know which one you're talking about. So if you're talking about the other one, I didn't really go to that one, and I read the other one first. So it may be that I'm looking at an old one. But I'm looking at the one that has where the spacing was a little weird, so it doesn't have any of the dates on it, the one that I was looking at. So, like, on under phase one where it says gift mix summary due and no date and statement of faith, no date. Do you know which one I'm so it's the one with the majority of the pages. One was 9 pages.
Right.
I guess
the final one, I'm just going to have to read through again. And Elder Sharita, when you get it, read through. And I'll send it to you, Elder Deborah. You read through. So that because I don't know which one, you know, had the stuff that needed to be fixed. Because, like I say,
okay, so
on
one thing in particular,
so,
like under phase four, where it talks about the questions. I mean, to me, it reads like it's a mistake. I'm not sure. It says, the candidate will be given a list of 10 questions from each of the categories below. Candidates will pick 10 questions. So they're only doing 10 questions?
Okay, now what I'm looking at is saying, complete the theological ordination questions. The candidate will be given or will pick 10 questions from each of the following categories, and then it lists the categories. So it says 10 questions from each of the following categories, doctrine of, you know, revelation.
Right,
you know,
right. Then does yours say candidate will pick 10 questions, 20 questions if you are an emerging leader?
No.
From each category? So, okay, so then there must be even another one out there.
Wow.
Let me look on the other one under phase four.
See, the difference
in both of mine, it says that under phase four.
But see, the difference should be there's a group two, and then there's a group 2A. So there are other groups. So I don't know. This is just going.
Okay.
These are just
okay,
one.
So I see for group on the one that has the page numbers on it, that kind of has each phase kind of on a separate page as the one that doesn't have the breaks, you know, that only has the breaks just because it's the end of the page. On that one, mine says candidates will be given a list of 10 questions. It says candidates will be given a list of 10 questions from each of the categories below. Candidates will pick 10 questions, 20 if you're an emerging leader. But if they're given a list of 10 questions and then they pick 10 questions as opposed to...
Well, see, they're not... Okay, so that one's not right.
But I mean, I understand what you mean. There's 10 under each.
No, I know. So ditch that one because this one says they're given the list of the categories from...
Right, so are you giving them 100 questions per category, and they pick 10? I mean,
no,
that's generally how they do it.
1,000, no, there are 1,000 questions. Some
right.
categories have 100, 200, 300, and they have to pick from that. So if you go on under, the Bible differences, questions from Genesis 1 to 11 or whatever. So you're going to go in there and you pick 10 of those questions. That's it.
Okay. I get it because that's what I had to do.
Okay.
To me, it just doesn't read like that. I mean, I understand
okay.
what you want them to do, to pick 10
one,
questions out
exit.
Of each category.
But it
just didn't seem like it read like that. But maybe,
right.
I mean, I might just be
out.
Reading too much into it.
Right, so X that one out because that's not the final draft. Doesn't say that.
Okay.
So we can ditch that. So maybe somebody caught it already.
Then there was something off here. I thought that Sunday, Thursday. Oh, are we assuming that the consecration service, but that might be, doesn't matter if we're only talking about phase one right now. So we wouldn't have to. Yeah, we wouldn't have to be talking about that. But I was just wondering, are you intending for it to be virtual, or do you think we're going to be in the sanctuary by then? But like I said, that might not
the
even be anything you want to talk
about.
Oh, you
mean the service itself?
Right, because I was looking at here where it says ordination and consecration service, and then I just wrote myself a note saying virtual or mm-hmm. on-site, just wondering whether it was going to be virtual or virtual or on site. And then at the very back, but I think that I might be looking at the very first draft because it has stuff in there about the phone conference and some of the things that we had done in some other conferences. And it has the whole list of the names of the people from last year. So I'm not sure if you gave me more than I was supposed to get.
Throw that one out. Because the last thing, here, this one, on the ordination and consecration service, it says it's very in general. So it really doesn't say whether it's virtual or whether it's on site because we really don't know. But it says they are held at the
So I think I might have gotten two documents when you sent it. You know, like the document you meant to send me, and then I think you sent me a prior document that you had.
Okay.
You know, just because it has people's names in it and stuff like that that aren't going through
right.
this year. You know.
Right.
Like Salisbury
right.
and LaTanya Sanders and Keturah. I don't even know who Paula Veal is. But, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I think I might have a combination of documents. So don't worry about that. I won't take up any more of the time on the phone
no problem.
On that.
Well, the
I
one
know,
I sent you today,
read it. Minister Sharita, Elder Sharita is probably like, this is just a thrilling conversation.
No.
Well, this is what we do for fun.
Honestly,
you know, welcome to the club.
But no, we're taking those areas for her. So once I send it now, that's it. This is what they're going to get on Wednesday or, you know, for Thursday. And this is what they'll make reference to during the whole time. So what we'll do is if we have to make a correction or addition, we'll say check your, you know, information sheet. And under section 2, number L, you know, make this addition or this correction or whatever.
Okay.
Because the
it's a working document. This is the document,
right.
But keep in mind it could be a working, living document. And I think that if you continue with the whole idea of sending it out phase by phase, it gives a lot more control.
No, we're not going to send it out phase by phase?
You send it out?
No,
we're sending the whole thing out now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The whole thing now.
Oh, they are getting, oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were saying just phase one.
No, they will start phase one, but they're going to get this whole document. And we're going to go over this whole document with them on Thursday. So they're going to see all the phases that they have to go through. They're going to see the dates that they're due. They can, you know, they can look at, we can give them explanation as we go through it. But this is everything that's going to be required of you, bare minimum everything, for this process.
Okay.
I just got to make sure. Yeah, that's 5 pages. Yes, ma'am. So I will send the whole thing. All you have to do is I will have to change the meeting to include the Zoom information. So I'm erasing now. You know, Elder Deborah, you can erase it on yours too. The conference calls, they're weekly on Blog Talk, and they're not. They're going to be conference gatherings, a weekly 1 hour Zoom conference call. So I changed that, which is what I'm doing now. Okay. All right, so I'm updating as we speak. I will save it, and I'll get you guys a copy out tonight. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night. Give me a call or give me a text. All righty, good night.
Good night.
Good night.